Peace and love, everybody. What is going on? Welcome back to the podcast. We are back at it again with another episode of The Blind Perspective. People, make sure you guys go like, share, and subscribe. Hit the bell for the notifications. Make sure you guys go follow the podcast Instagram, the_blind_perspective. I would greatly appreciate it to help boost the blind algorithm. And without further ado, let's get on episode 16. All right, people, we are literally getting the closest we've ever been to Christmas. All right, or this is like, we're just like a hop, skip, and a jump away from Christmas. So this is more or less a Christmas-based episode. And so without further ado, happy holidays. Hope everybody has a great holiday and is, you know, safe and well and spending it with their families. And yeah, so I have realized with, you know, as I'm getting older, which makes me, gives me a bit of like, I don't know why, but it like worries me because I'm like, I'm only getting older. But one thing I've realized, especially like now with, pretty much like the past, like 5-10 years, I realized that there's been like a hardship of navigating the holiday spirit in a way. And, you know, not everybody celebrates Christmas, and some people become, you know, the Grinches or the, Ebenezer Scrooge type around the holidays. I'm going to be honest, I used to be like that. Cause I'm not really a holiday person. And I don't really celebrate the holidays. Like I do, but I don't like, I'm there for the food and, you know, being with family and all that, but like the overall, like, you know, just being together with your family and reaching out just on the holidays and never really jived with me, so to speak. And I've realized that, like, especially like after Halloween specifically, people kind of get into like this rush mode to where they kind of, well, at least how I feel, they just want to like get like the holidays over with. And along with that, I've also seen like a rush to spend the non-traditional holidays, i.e., and I mentioned this in the last episode, that people will claim that they're thankful and do all those things, but then rush through all the family activities, right? Just to go to Black Friday. Like, and it really, as I get older, people that I talk to, like, they have, you know, family members that, you know, don't exactly make it all the way through the holidays for, you know, death and certain things like that. And also, there's a lot of people that just aren't able to see their families on the holidays. And honestly, like, and I said this in the last episode as well, we need to start being more thankful and more conscientious of the time that we are spending. And I've said this also, we need to also focus, especially going into 2026, of eliminating the people that do not value us as like people and don't value not only your energy as a person, but also like if they're the type to waste your time or not take anything seriously that you have to say. Or that there have been a lot of instances that I have realized with people that I hung out with or used to hang out with that I knew a lot about them, but they didn't know a lot about me. It was like, it's like, you know, I felt like this one person, I found out, you know, so many things about him, but he, you know, he didn't even know my fucking favorite color. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing and not everyone has to be all buddy buddy. But I realized like how much energy I was putting into people and they weren't reciprocating the same energy. So that's one thing, especially around the holidays, that people need to take into consideration is fuck with people that fuck with you. Okay. Like you can't be all fake and fucking phony around people for the holidays and just expect to be like unknown ops the rest of the year. Like that's not how that works. And again, that's going into like the navigating of the holiday spirit, because a lot of people have like this predisposition to where they like have to do this and that, and it could be like traditional standards, but it also could be social media pressures, which we will get into However, I just wanted to say that if you're navigating through the holidays and you're having a tough time, just know that for one, you're not alone. And for two, like, make the best of a situation. Like, okay, if you can't get to your family, well, if you can get to your friends, or maybe have your own type of Christmas traditions. And that's another thing that we have to start implementing, is even if it's not traditional, you can make your own traditions, in a sense, to where you can maybe start getting back into the holiday spirit, maybe like you once were. Well, I mean, that's just me. I'm just, you know, trying to dole out some blind advice for navigating the holiday spirit. Now, speaking of holiday spirit, so I am also one to realize that not everyone has the same gifts that a lot of people do. And one of them is gift giving, which is leading into the next topic. So the hardship of gift giving is, for one, having the pressure, especially if it's like a loved one, or if it's like a Secret Santa type of thing. You have this pressure of getting them the wrong gift, or getting like that disappointed face that some people get. It kind of looks like they like opened up a big bag of bullshit for like the holidays. And that was always my biggest thing about gift giving, was not knowing what exactly to get, or getting the wrong gift. And honestly, when it comes to like gift giving, like if this is like a Secret Santa type of situation, I really don't have any type of advice for you. And I do apologize for all you Secret Santa lovers out there, but listen, gift cards work tremendously, okay? As well as the fact that, like, if you're shopping for someone that you know, like, this might be a time, like, I'm not saying you shouldn't never pay attention, but around like the holidays, or when you see this person, you can also pick up on the things that you would get this specific person for the holidays. And also, everyone likes to share everything on social media. So if you just take a quick scroll through social media, I'm sure that you will find the perfect gift that, you know, they would love and truly would appreciate. But again, like, not everyone is a great gift giver. I myself experienced like a period where I was like shit at getting gifts for other people. And honestly, what I can say is, like, see if they have like an Amazon wish list. You can see that. But you can also take a look like at, if it's a Secret Santa, like maybe there's a past Secret Santa that, you know about, and you know it's good to like share these key details. But again, also, gift cards work tremendously. Like, they really do, especially because people nowadays, they want to get their own thing and do all that. And I mean, I am a person who also wants to see someone open something on like Christmas or their birthday or whatever, but there might be some times where you may have to bite the bullet and just get them gift cards. Also, liquor does amazing wonders when it comes to gifts. But yeah, so don't feel like you have, you know, too much pressure when it comes to giving gifts, and just have fun with it. Like, if anything, like, just make them something homemade, like a blanket, or make them a coffee mug, something like that, something from the heart, you know. Keep it in the holiday spirit. Moving on. Now, what exactly is talking about gift giving without getting a key detail in there? And by key detail, I mean not only paying attention to the details of the gift, but also staying within your budget. People, it is okay, especially around the holidays, due to the fact that milk is getting astronomically ridiculous, to the point to where I'm about to buy me a cow and have it in the fucking backyard. But that's beside the point. You need to learn how to budget, and budget accordingly. So if you have to look at your total budget, a little bit of math for you guys, look at your total budget and then like approximate, especially with like taxes and card and candy and all that, have like a $10 or $15 like extra for each budget, and you should be able to able to navigate and also buy a gift according to not only the occasion, but as well as getting something that they're actually going to like, and also alleviating the pressure of going over budget. And if you do go over budget, it is not something to bug out about. That is always something that you should prepare for, especially when it comes to the holidays. So I would give, especially with like, you know, the wrapping paper and the candy and the gift bag and all that, I would give like, have your budget number and then have like a $25, $30 extra allotment. Yeah, it might seem like, you know, a bit overcautious and all of that, but it's better to be, you know, have a plan and a backup plan and a backup plan for the backup plan for the backup plan, rather than you be stuck and also be broke around the holidays. So, yeah. And also, going into my next topic, is the mental preparation for the holidays. Now, when you gotta mentally prepare for the festivities, here's some key details. Like, if you're hosting, please make sure, like, you have enough room to be hosting. And here's like some key details that like I feel like everybody should know when it comes to family gatherings, okay? If you know that you have aunties, uncles, you know, cousins, nephews, nieces, whatever, and they just so happen to, you know, be smoking on the Christmas trees, y'all know what I mean. You know, don't be questioning people, asking where they're going with the cool uncle. Don't do that. That's not a good idea. As well as the fact, like, again, I'm not a person that, like, really, like, as soon as I'm done, like, I'm done. And I just kind of like, eh. But, like, if you're one of those people that, like, if you're one of those people that is like, oh, you need to participate in it. Excuse me. I'm grown. And presents should be enough for participation. Like, I know people get rather antsy and, oh, you need to celebrate and all the activities and blah, 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 blah. Shut up. Like, ain't no need for all them criticisms. So, you know, mentally preparing for the holidays is also mentally preparing for those awkward conversations that you're going to be having. So it's the whole, oh, you don't have kids yet. Oh, where's that guy that was with you? Keisha? Like, what? Okay. If you don't see that Keisha is coming solo and on Thanksgiving she was with some dude, yeah, I think you could put two and two together. I don't think you need a play-by-play of what the fuck happened, Barbara. Like, I don't think you need, I think you could put two and two together, unless, like, she'll go out of her way and say, oh, sorry, you know, Sean couldn't make it, you know, he's at work or whatever. It's quite clear that there's been a rift in the relationship, and Sean is no longer there. Okay, so another thing is, like, don't go asking people, oh, you're not gonna have any kids anytime soon. Please mind your business. Like, stay in your lane, people. Like, be thankful, because this might be the reason why you only see your cousin or your niece every fucking 3 years, because she can only tolerate so many fucking questions from your stupid ass, Barbara. No offense to any of the barbers out there. That's just the first name that's coming to my head. Anyway, moving on. And the last thing I'm going to talk about is, like, just a blanket overall, is, like, the bullshit that I'm seeing with social media, because I can't stress enough how many, like, videos I'm seeing of, like, people outside in the cold with fucking cocoa looking at Christmas carols and, like, people, just because you see it on social media does not mean that you have to replicate it. Like, if you're not one of those people that, you know, and I'm not saying people really have to do this, but if you're one of those people that doesn't post the tree on social media, like, you don't have to. These are all things, and I feel like this also gives into the pressure of gift giving as well, because you see, like, all, like, these commercials where they literally advertise, like, people getting bad gifts and like that puts a lot, like, and you know, the influences that we see on, you know, our phones, on TikTok, on social media, on TV, whatever, they could, you know, have a tendency to sway our opinion, not only like the festive holiday spirit that we're supposed to have, but they also give, they could also give, like, believe it or not, commercials and shit like that that are portrayed on media, they can also give people a complex as well. And you know, a big complex that people have is this, like, plastic image of themselves on social media, to where, like, they're always fucking happy. Like, you're not always fucking happy. There's got to be some type of fucking siren or some type of gunshot in your fucking life, okay? I don't know why people like to portray the fact that they're like, oh my god, I'm so happy on social media, when you're fucking crying 5 days out of the week and wanting to fucking off yourself. Like, it, like, and that's the thing, like, the whole we're gonna try and pretend to be happy on social media, at some point you have to draw the line to where, okay, what's reality and what is, like, them putting on, like, this facade and, like, this mask just for the holidays, because every other month out of the year they're only posting, like, one time, right? But all of a sudden they want to blow up and, you know, be posting consistently throughout the holidays and shit, and then go dark. Like, it's quite clear of, you know, the shit that goes on with people. So again, staying off social media is my recommendation, because honestly, like, being with the family and spending it and enjoying people's company is really what people should be doing around the holidays. But yeah, like, it's just, it's supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year. So how about you make it the most wonderful time of the year? Like, you don't have to, you know, put on this fucking bullshit facade and all that shit. Like, just make it how you want to make it. And, like, most of all, like, come at it with 100% of your energy. Like, because the more energy you put into making something your own, like, the more it's going to succeed. And, okay, maybe you start a Christmas tradition and you only got 3 people that show up, and, you know, 20 people said that they were going to come through. That's okay. You keep trying, and you're going to have, like, your own type of Christmas traditions and all that, but you don't need to give into the whole social media aspect of, like, oh, we're going to have a big table full of fucking food and there's going to be all these people. Most of those people probably won't even fuck with you. And you know what? That's okay, because at the end of the day, you're you, and you're not going to change, and you're not going to, you know, give into any type of pressure that, at least my audience isn't going to give into the pressures that, you know, are being reflected on social media. And without further ado, we're going to get into the, because what is the blind perspective if we're not going to be talking about blindness as well as the other disabilities? So let's get into that. So this, around this time of year, it's a bit weird, because when I first lost my sight 9 years ago, like, adjusting to the holidays was something I didn't think I would have to go through, but unfortunately I had to go through that. And I mean, it is what it is. I mean, and again, people, this isn't sour grapes or anything like that, but the adjusting to certain things, such as, like, okay, there were certain things that I adjusted to when I had lost my sight. Like, I had realized that not everything was over, but at the same time that I was going to have to navigate and do things differently, i.e. like, Christmas shopping, it ain't exactly the easiest to go on Amazon for me and, you know, people with, you know, vision problems, because they can't visualize and, you know, they can't hold it and, you know, see it and get it to, you know, the gift giving standards that they want it to. Just giving, gift giving as an example. But I also realized that there are certain things now that are available that weren't exactly available back when I had lost my sight. So I realized that there were just some things that I feel like people should know about when it comes to like shopping if you are disabled or if you have a family member or a partner that is disabled. So I'm seeing a lot of people that have disabilities that have social media accounts, and some of them have either like able-bodied partners, or because I follow a lot of blind content creators, some of them have sighted partners. And when I had seen that, I realized, because I also have been with people that are sighted since I've lost my sight. So I realized that some people, when they're getting into a situationship or relationship with a person with a disability or that is blind or deaf, whatever, here are some things that I feel like people could give to, like, I'm going to be talking from the blind perspective, no pun intended, like, share, subscribe. So if you are, take me for example, I was blind. Well, I am blind, and I did have a sighted partner at one point, and there were just a bunch of things that I didn't really think that, like, she would know when it came to gift giving, but, and then I realized that there were some things that maybe she could use some help on, and there were times where she genuinely did try. So for giving your partner with a disability a gift, for one, I like to always say be creative. So like for me as a blind person, like I'm always a person that is like, whenever people ask me, I always will mention the fact that there is tactile wrapping paper. So if you are a parent who has a blind child, one of the great ways for them to get accustomed to gift opening is having tactile wrapping paper, which is basically like it would have like a pattern on it, and they would be able to feel it. And, you know, they would also have the benefit and the pleasure of looking for their presents underneath the tree. Now, I'm not saying like have it be a fucking looking find. You can have them all be in like one little area, but at least they know what is theirs. Another thing that I realized is they sell Braille holiday cards. So if you are with a person who is blind and they are a Braille reader, because not everybody that is blind is a Braille reader. I am not. You can get them a brailled holiday card, which is awesome. But also there are gifts that, you know, can be given to, you know, the normies or the sighties of the world. So one thing, like if you are with a person who is hearing impaired, a great thing to give the boyfriend or girlfriend, partner, whatever, that isn't hearing impaired is a book on sign language. Like that is a key gift to have. Also, if you know of a parent who has a child who is hearing impaired or deaf, that would be a great gift to get them, because you would not believe how many parents don't actually know sign language, knowing that they have a deaf child. And for them to not be able to communicate with their kid must be extremely hard, not only for the parent, but especially for the child as well, because the first people that you learn that you can communicate with is your parents. And if you're not able to communicate with your own parents because they don't know sign language, like you, I couldn't even imagine what type of world they must be living in, because that's a very lonely world if you really want to look at it. So that's one example that you can give to a person who either has a child with a hearing impairment or a partner with a hearing impairment. Another thing is you can also take Braille lessons. So people who are sighted, like my Braille teacher, she was sighted, but she could read Braille, like with her eyes. So another thing you could do is like, it's just something that adds like, and it also, I feel like it would show that the person genuinely cares. Like if you're able to say Braille, like a sentence or a few sentences, and you're able to like make your partner like, you know, little love notes or whatever. I'm not the most romantic person, but I'm pretty sure that a person with a visual impairment would love if their sighted partner were to go out of their way to learn Braille or learn sign language or learn anything about whatever challenge or disability that they face in order to get closer to them. And it's just really, you know, important to have that like conscientious decision to not only see where your partner with a disability is coming from, but also like learn something new, because you'd be surprised how knowing Braille or knowing sign language looks on a job application in the future. And, you know, it's also a great way to build skill, and you also get closer to your partner as well. But again, that is just a few of my ideas for gift giving and keeping up with the holidays. This is like a, you could call it a holiday special. Holly jolly terribles. I don't know what we're gonna call this episode, but listen, I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you guys go like, share, and subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications. Follow the Instagram, the_blind_perspective. You can slide into my DMs, only blind ghost, spelt with a 6. You guys already know. People, have a great holiday, have a great Christmas, and I will be seeing you guys real soon. Peace.